Have you noticed some yellow streaked wheat plants in your fields? Well, the culprit just might be the wheat streak mosaic virus. Stay tuned and I will share with you some management guidelines for these mosaic viruses. These can be some of the most economically devastating wheat diseases in Kansas. Hello, this is Sandra Wick, Post Rock District Crop Production Agent with K-State Research and Extension. If you remember this time last year, we experienced some pretty heavy mosaic viruses in our wheat, with primarily the wheat streak mosaic virus being the most common. The wheat streak mosaic virus is spread by the wheat curl mite that cannot be seen with the naked eye without magnification. They survive over the summer on living plant tissue, volunteer wheat, and certain other grasses. However, volunteer wheat is the preferred host. As soon as these host plants die off, the wheat curl mites leave and start searching for a new source of living plant tissue. However, these tiny mites cannot fly, hop, or jump. They are dispersed and carried by the wind. And of course, we experience wind pretty much every day here in Kansas. The wheat curl mites can normally move about a half a mile or sometimes even up to 2 miles through the air. So if volunteer wheat is not destroyed during the summer, before drilling wheat in the fall, the wind simply carries them to the newly planted wheat fields in the fall. The mites continue to feed in the fall and overwinter in the soil or the host plants. When temperatures warm up in the spring, the mites wake up and start the feeding process and infecting more wheat fields. We have certainly been experiencing some warmer than average temperatures for this time of year. So you might start going out and taking a look and scouting your wheat plants for any of these yellow streaked wheat plants, particularly in the leaves. Sometimes it can be difficult to determine when the wheat was infected, in the fall or in the spring. Fall infection can be more significant as the wheat seedlings are most at risk and the yield can be severely affected. Possibly going by the indication of when the symptoms are and when they appear can be one determinant. I visited with several producers around the area, and most mentioned that the yellowing didn't appear until this spring. The other mosaic viruses include the High Plains mosaic virus and the Triticum mosaic virus, and they all pretty much have the same symptoms or that classic green and yellow streaks on the leaves. So what are your options at this time? Unfortunately, your options are very limited, as once the plant is infected, there is no fungicide for the virus and no chemical for the wheat curl mite. The most effective management of the wheat streak mosaic virus is the timely control of your volunteer wheat at least 2 weeks prior to wheat drilling in the fall. K-State Research and Extension has an excellent publication, the 2024 Wheat Variety Guide, that provides ratings of each of the more common varieties for each of the wheat diseases. This can be found online or picked up at any of our Post Rock Extension District offices in Beloit, Lincoln, Mankato, Osborne, or Smith Center. The K-State Research and Extension Wheat Streak Mosaic Virus publication is also an excellent resource that is available online at our Post Rock District website or at any of our offices. If you have further questions on the Wheat Streak Mosaic Virus, give me a call or stop by at any of our offices. This has been Sandra Wick, K-State Research and Extension Crop Production Agent. Have a great day and stay safe out there.